You are listening to the Let the Money Talk podcast, a podcast that provides the latest analysis of SGX company insights. In this episode, our research experts will provide the most insightful analysis in the market.
Thank you for joining us on this podcast. My name is Glenn Tham, Senior Research Analyst with Phillip Securities Research. And in this episode, I will be covering Silver Lake, Axis Limited's third quarter results. Our report was dated the 16th of May 2024, entitled Higher Operating Expenses Hurt Earnings. The third quarter's 24 earnings of 23.3 million ringgit were below our estimates, with the 9-month 24 earnings at 66% of our FY24. The 33% year-on-year dip in earnings came from higher than expected cost of sales and operating expenses despite an increase in total revenue. The positives include recurring revenue rising 10% year-on-year. Maintenance and enhancement services grew 8% year-on-year from new maintenance revenue recognition for projects that had been successfully completed and handed over to clients, and revised maintenance rates for some clients upon maintenance renewal. There was also continued engagement from customers to enhance, modernize, and provide up-to-date features in the platforms that were previously acquired. Insurance ecosystem transactions and services revenue increased 25% year-on-year, mainly due to new subscriptions to one of the TrueSight products from a new client in Malaysia. Retail transaction processing revenue grew 32% year-on-year, mainly due to increased usage and subscriptions to new modules for SilverLake's cloud-based retail solution, Agora Cloud. Secondly, non-recurring revenue grew 42% year-on-year, led by growth in software licensing revenue due to contributions from professional services from new Mobius, SIBS, and Symmetry core banking installations in Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, and the Middle East. Software project services revenue grew as a result of new revenue flow from strong revenue flow of services contracts closed in the current and prior years, and an increase in the sales of seasonal system software and hardware products. Thirdly, SilverLake's order backlog remains healthy. SilverLake's project pipeline is healthy at 1.2 billion ringgit, with contract wins of 99 million ringgit in the third quarter of 24, and an order backlog of 180 million ringgit going into the rest of FY24. Looking at the negatives, operating expenses were 9% higher year-on-year, mainly due to an annual salary increment exercise, new headcount to support business development, business expansion, improved sales and market coverage, and retirement gratuity granted to key management personnel. New headcounts were added to support business development, expansion, sales, and market coverage. As for the outlook, SilverLake has a tender book of 1.2 billion ringgit going into the rest of FY24, with more than half of it coming from its core banking systems, Mobius and Symmetry. While the initial revenue from these systems will be smaller than that from legacy core banking systems, such as the SilverLake Integrated Banking Solution, or SIBS, we expect it to improve recurrent fees. Furthermore, SilverLake signed a deal with one of the largest banks in Thailand and its first multi-million 10-year core and channels digital banking Mobius deal with a client in Malaysia. The collaboration with the Thailand bank has shown the proof of concept, and it is a significant reference site for Mobius. With this, we could see more inquiries for the rest of FY24. There is also potential for replacing core banking systems with Mobius, as several legacy core banking systems approach end of life, and banks have fewer limitations when adopting a fully cloud-based core. We downgrade to an accumulate recommendation with a lower target price of 33 cents. We lower FY24 earnings by 19% as we lower gross profit margin estimates and increase operating expense estimates. Our target price is pegged to 21 times PE FY24. It is 5% higher than peer valuations of around 20 times PE, and is 13% higher than SilverLake's historical average PE of 18.6 times. In our view, SilverLake should trade at a higher premium to its historical PE with a new product sales cycle underway from its cloud-based software Mobius and Symmetry, and the resumption of bank IT spending after the pandemic.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please forward it to others, share it on social media, and leave a review. Follow this channel to hear our other podcasts. This podcast was prepared by Phillip Securities Research Private Limited. The information provided in this podcast is solely for educational purposes and should not be considered as financial advice. The views, statements, or opinions are made on behalf of Phillip Securities Research. The information and any analysis, forecast, projections, expectations, and opinions contained in this podcast have been obtained from public sources, which Phillip Securities Research believes to be reliable. This report is intended for general circulation only and does not take into account the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs for any particular reason.